Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is often that person that would probably be on stage helping with fundraisers and stuff, as we do. But it's one of our own from the industry. Bibi Dupree, gaan met jou?
Baie lekker, dankie dat ek hier kan wees.
Ai mens, wat vang jy aan? Wat het jy gemaak?
Oei wei, as ek so hard vir 'n ou geval het, was dit 'n beter story, maar ek het net baie, baie hard geval.
Dit is Aina, en vir die wat nie weet nie, she is just a fantastic, and I do remember, and I hope you remember it as well, the last time I saw you, I told you how great you are at your job. You're such a great singer and MC. You are just so incredibly entertaining. And now, of course, you can't be on stage, because it was a big fall. It's a groot val geweest. Jy het baie seer gekry.
Yeah, it really was. And there's no stage in this country that has a ramp for a wheelchair. So I think someone should look into that, please. Maar yes, I can't work at the moment. En hierdie rolstoel is dit te moeilik. En ek verstaan dat mense my nie wil boek terwyl ek nie op my beste is nie. Because I do work with my very big, beautiful body. That's part of the comedy and it's part of the fun. And for now, I have to be in this chair.
Okay, so you fell at home. And what was the damage?
Well, I slipped in some water. Afrikaans, Engels?
No, it doesn't matter.
Mingles. Okay. Yes, sir. I get geval in water. Daar was, ek dink my wasmachine het gelek of iets. En was in die middel van die nacht. So, ek was deur die slaap en toe ek die grond tref. Dus my linkerbeen reguit en my rechterbeen soos 'n hula hoop. Toe weet ek iets is af. Maar die pijn, ek het van 'n barbaarse plek af geskree. Dat my biervrouwens, een bo en een langs my, en my kerel dadelik by my was. Sy het 'n sleutel vir my deur, sy het oopgesluit, sy was binne. Ek het so geskree dat my stem weg was. Dit was die seerste seer wat ek in my lewe beleef het.
Is hospitaal toe gevat?
Dadelik. Ek het nie mediese fonds nie, so ek het vir my buurvrou dit moes verduidelik, toe sy bel vir ambulans, toe bel sy en toe hulle my kom al met ambulans en Steve Biko toe gevat. Reg uit Steve Biko toe, en toe van daar af het ek 'n hele dag gewag om gehelp te word, want daar's so baie mense wat soen toe gaan, en die pyn was net iets wat ek nog nooit geken het nie.
Draagbaar.
Dit was amper.
Kan ek vra, heup, knie, wat het...
My heup is fijn, my heups don't lie. Dankie toch, want daar is lekker padding, maar my knie is heeltemal gedislokeerd. Alles om my knie is af. Daar is beenfragmente in my spiere en ligamente.
I know. Okay.
Yeah, sorry guys.
It's just, no, shame, I can just imagine. That is a lot of pain.
Yeah. Yeah, as somebody who has suffered for many years from severe knee issues, I completely understand. Mm. But also when you haven't suffered from them, that instant, immediate, it's horrific.
Mm. So now you're at the hospital, and what did they say to you? Can they fix it?
Yes, I saw a doctor and he was stunning. Die dokters by Steve Biko was wonderlik en hy het so mooi vir my alles verduidelik. Hy het vir my verduidelik, hulle gaan penne binne in my been sit om my knie skuif te hou waar hy moet wees. Want op die oomblik is hy net los, ek het jelly leg. Dit hy het letterlik so gesê, en toe dink ek, okay, penne binne in die been means one thing, binne in die been. Elk geval, ek gaan in vir die operasie en hy sê vir my, baby, we're afraid for your weight. We don't want to give you, wat noem is dit, narcose?
Yeah. Anesthetic, yeah.
Anesthetic, yeah. Thank you, bless you. My English bundle it with the plate. So he didn't want to give me anesthetic because he was afraid for my weight. So I had to go through that op live.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they gave me an epidural, but I still felt everything. And there was a big screen next to the doctor where he was looking what he was doing. Yeah, so I could see him cutting and drilling into my leg. I could see that. And that's something that I'm going to have to work off in therapy.
Yeah,
because
PTSD from that.
No, I do have that. Yeah. I'm afraid all of the time and I cry very easily. Mm. So, and then when I came to, this thing was in my leg that stood out. Four poles that were drilled from my ankle to my knee, to my boobien and my hip. Het uit my bene uitgestaan, wat in my beenmerg is, maar jy kan het sien met jou oog. I didn't understand why that was necessary if I didn't break anything.
You see the metal.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this seems like quite a process, right? To get you om jou terug op die been te kry.
So
to say. But I must just say to you that I think it's testimony to how much you are loved. I received so many mails, even my phone, even though that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. It's mails to Jacaranda, angels at jacarandafm.com, because people want to see you back on a stage. You're highly entertaining, you're so talented. Ons baie mense het vir jou omgee. Ek dink as sulke goed gebeur, dan besef jy eers dalk daar. Want as jy op jou stage is and you're doing your job well and you get the applause and that is amazing. But you don't know how far that's going to go.
Mm.
Will that go as far as people caring when you're in need?
Yes.
And in your case it did.
Yeah.
Morten, ek het nie geweet hoe baie mense ken my nie. Ek het nie geweet hoe baie mense hou van my nie. En jy is reg, hierdie het my dit geleer. En ek kan nie vir jou die community verduidelik nie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Ek is in all. Ek voel soos everybody's favorite cousin.
No,
ek voel soos die volksenergie.
I eventually said to people who phoned me and WhatsApped me and DM'd me, like, mm-hmm. I didn't know you know BB. That is amazing. But as I keep saying, the only way to do it is to write to us. Angels at jacarandafm.com and several people did. Several. Want hulle wil jou terug op een verhoog sien. I want to get a doctor in here quickly. Dr. Philip. From Operation Healing Hands, he saw you, right?
Yes, I
did. I had your consult. Dr. Philip, goeiemorgen, hoe gaan het?
Goeiemorgen, Martin. Gaan baie goed, dankie self, daar by julle.
Lekker, dankie. In layman's terms, what did you see when you consulted with, when you saw Bibi?
Ja, so ek het Bibi nou laatst week gesien hier by Mediclinic Midstream Hospital. Ek is orthopedische chirurg wat hier werk in vir Operation Healing Hands ook uithelp. En die probleem is, hy het een verskrikkelike slechte besering van haar knie. Sy het totale knie dislokasie gehad, wat beteken al die ligamente in haar knie is af. En saam met dit het haar knie so ver beweeg, dat sy eindelijk haar sene weer, wat haar voetse beweging help mee, ook seer gemaakt. So, jy weet, dis een ledemaats bedreigende besering, jy weet, en daar moet ons ook dankie sê vir Steve Beko, en dis kom hulle die externe fixator aangesit het, want die mens kan essentieel jou been boor die knie verloor met die besering soos hierdie. So, been is gered en ons is baie dankbaar daarover, maar die probleem is op hierdie stadium sit ons met die knie wat totaal en al onstabiel is met geen ligamente binne in die knie nie. So, daar is nog baie werk wat gedoen moet word,
maar kan
om
die
knie en op die been te kry.
So, jylle kan het doen? Dit kan gedoen word. Dit klink vir dit nie een operasie. It's not just one operation, by the sounds of things.
Nee, so die probleem met hierdie, omdat dit so extensief is, ja, dit kan gedoen word, maar dit is moeilik en dit is veelvuldige operaties, tenminste twee operaties,
yeah.
Eers om gedeelte in een paar van die ligamente te herstel en te reconstrueer, eintlik meer as herstel,
yeah.
Daarna een rehabilitasieperiode en dan een verdere operasie weer om van die ander ligamente binnen in die knie reg te maak en dan weer een baie lang rehabilitasie daar rond. So, jy weet, tussen die twee operaties, plus minus 6 tot 8 weke en na dit, 10 in goeie 4 tot 6 maande, jy weet, tot die mens rarig ordentlik op die been is, maar dit kan gedoen word en dit moet gedoen word.
Dit moet gedoen word, ja. Dokter, so ons wil vir Bibi terug op die verhoog in December.
Yes, please.
No pressure. Okay, listen, let's start with the first operation. Let's get things going here. Wat is al nodig? Dokter, hoeveel kost dit vir die eerste operatie?
Ja, so die probleem met die goeders is daar, is een klomp implantate en natuurlijk ook hospitalisatie en theatertijd enzovoorts nodig vir hierdie. Jy weet, ons en ek is bereid om al heeltemal verniet te help van een chirurgiese kant af en ek is seker as ek my narkotiseers praat, sal hulle ook help in termen van die narkose, maar daar bly nog steeds een geruime hoeveelheid koste in termen van die hospitaal en jy weet die implantate en steke en goedjies vir hierdie, die rehabilitasie enzovoort is dier, jy weet, so mens kryk nog na een goeie paar honderdduisend rand jy weet, om haar heeltemaal op die been te kry en recht te kry.
Vir die eerste operasie, waarna kyk ons, baie dankie, Fizzy, thank you very much for offering your services.
Dankie.
That is amazing. Dankie
Dr. Philip.
Ja, en bieke gechat daar met die narkotiseer ook, ons waardeerde vreselik baie wat jylle doen vir Operation Healing Hands. no strangers to the show. So firstly, thank you for that. I really do appreciate it.
Vir die
eerste operasie, as jy sou sê, waarna kyk ons? Ek het 'n bedrag van so 150 was dit gewees?
Plus minus so 150,000 het ons so vinnig uitgewerk met die kwotasies, ja.
Yeah, that is a whole lot of money. I'm going to get the ball rolling with 100,000 rand from Good Morning Angels. Okay, so Good Morning Angels gaan 100,000 rand gee. Dan is al 50 oor. So as al enigiemand anders ter luister vanoggend. Let's get BB to the operation table under the good hands and care of Dr. Philip and his team so that we can get this ball rolling so we can get BB back on stage. Get BB back on stage.
Get BB back on stage.
All right.
Please help me do what I love.
Dr. Philip, bye, dankie vir wat jy al klaar gedoen het. Kom ons kyk wat kom in en dan gaan ek vir jou bel en vir jou sê bespreek daai met die tafelkamer.
Ek het my op 'n tafel opereer. Hy doen dit verniet.
Net nie in die kombuis toe asseblief. Die kombuis het water op die vloer. Ek nog 'n plammer op jou uitkry. But the side of things. Dr. Philip, baie dankie hoor. Waardeer jou.
Dit is 'n groot plesier en baie dankie vir wat julle doen. Ook jy weet, in 'n kwessie van minute verander mense lewe. En jy weet, dit is belangrik dat ons almal help om saam as 'n gemeenskap mense terug te bring tot waar hulle plekkie moet hê in die gemeenskap.
Dankie dokter, lekker dag vir verder hoor.
Baie dankie, lekker dag verder.
And he's not lying when he says that operation is a couple of 100,000 rand.
Yeah.
But they've cut it down by doing stuff for free to only 150. I mean, can you imagine that? That's a whole lot of money.
Ek kan dit afbetaal.
Nee, wag. Ons gaan gou kyk. Daar's 'n klare 100, so as net 50 oor.
Okay.
En jy weet nooit wie luister nie. Ek hoop as iemand wat luister, wat vir ons help, gaan help om baby terug op die verhoog te kry, maar eerste operasie te doen. And as I understand it, if the first operation is a huge success, which I'm sure it's going to be, the one after that is not as expensive necessarily, hopefully. So, 0848500942. Lekker om jou te sien.
Dankie.
Let's do this. For Bibi.
Ek weet dit gaan okay wees. Ek het dit geweet toe ek geval het, want ek weet wie se in beheer.
Bye, dankie dat jy ingekom het.
Dankie dat julle my gehad het vanoggend.
And everybody who wrote to us for BB, I appreciate you all so much. Our nommer van ons is 0848500942 en dan sê
I for her way.
Well, on her way.
Yes.
Donkey, good job, Angels. Good job. Donkey, Doctor.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
One of our own on the show this morning. She's an entertainer. So, werk in die bedrijf, geliefd. Bibi is op Good Morning Angels vandag. Sy het verskrikkelijk hard geval. She needs operations to her knee to get her back on stage. And first round, we were 150,000 rand short to get her to the operating table. And it's done. 100,000 from Good Morning Angels. Francois from Frontier, was it?
Yeah.
Says he'll give 50,000 rand. Isn't it amazing how generous South Africans are?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy doesn't even really know you, to be honest. He knows of you. And to part with 50 grand.
Just my geld.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So that first operation, but the doctor did say, Dr. Philip did say, it's definitely not a one operation job.
No.
There's definitely, because you felt good. I mean, I can't even say it's a seer.
If my mom says, you can offer, I do a thing behoorlijk.
IVA. Ek sien, it's so lekker om jou te ontmoet ook. It's just but you have amazing people around you, though.
Yes, ek het 'n baie groot team.
A lekker team, selfs die neighbor.
Even die neighbors. Yeah. Ek het allemaal my span gemaakt.
Jy moes hard geskreet.
Ja. Ek denk mense in Centurion het my gehoor.
Luister, hierso is, jy ken hom dalk. Reinhard Skuman. Ga met jou, John.
Hey,
what for you? Why me?
Hoe gaan het, Martin?
Ek het klaar al die geld ingesamel, so ek bel maar net om te sê hallo.
Hallo, Jommy.
Reinhard, lekker om jou stem te hoor. Baie dankie dat jy al ingeskakel het en geluister het volgend. Ons is soveel liefde vir Bibi. Ons wil haar terug op die verhoog kry.
Yes, 100%. En ek dink allemaal verdien om te hoor hoe snaak sy is. Ek het al persoonlik so hard gelag gehaal. So ons wil net van Stoetpil se kant af, Stoetpil Pretoria, wil ons 10,000 rand skenk en ek hoop dit help.
Bless you.
That is amazing, Stoetpil. Yes.
Yes.
That's how you support the artists, mm-hmm. die mense, ek is verskriklik trots op julle.
Nee, daai tannie kan 'n noot hou.
As jy al weet tannie Noe, nee, gaan jy 'n paar note kort hê.
Ek kan my noem wat ek wil vir 10,000 rand.
Ja, tannie.
Ja, tannie.
Luister.
Ek gaan sterkte, Bibi, en ek hoop dit gaan alles goed en ja.
Bless you in jou besigheid met Chommy.
Ja, julle doen amazing goed. Dit is Stadpool Pretoria. Ek sien julle het nou in Rustenburg opgemaak, is ek reg?
Yes, laas naweek opgemaak in Rustenburg. Volgende is Centurion.
Oh, wowza. Yes. This is amazing. You go, Stadpool. Leonard, groete vir allemaal. Dank dat jy luister, my chom. Cheers,
man. Dankie vir julle. Lekker dag. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, man. Good guy.
Yes, he
good
is.
Good company.
He's not so funny, by the way.
He's verskriklik funny. Yes. He's verskriklik good. It's Jenny Wayne op op TikTok. Ons lag ons simpel vir hulle. Nog eenetjie. Okay, nou gaan ek jou regtig moet laat gaan. There was nothing in my phone blew up this morning. Kobus van KT Mixers wil 10,000 ook gee.
Oh my goodness. Dankie, ja. Kobus.
Wow. Kobus, jy's amazing. Kobus Brits van KT Mixers. Baie dankie dat jy geluister het vanoggend. Dankie vir daai 10,000. So now we are busy already giving towards the second operation.
Yes. That is what we're doing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You're in good hands. South Africa loves you.
And I love them back. Gaan vir hulle, die kwart van my behoort nou aan hulle.
Ja, en dan as jy weer op die verhoog is, moet jy ons laat weet.
Yes,
sir. We need to be there. I'm guessing it will be Stadpool at the stage.
Yeah, whoops, we're a free show.
Bibi, lekker om jou te sien. Good job, Angels. Good job, and yes. Keep it coming. You can send a mail to angels@jacaranda.fm.com. Put Bibi in the subject line or WhatsApp us doing show hours.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.